Sin and love are incompatible with each other. Sin and love cannot exist in the same person at the same time. We say when someone commits a mortal sin, all supernatural charity within them is dead. It is killed. And why is this the case? St. Augustine, he said, sin, in its most basic essence, is incervatus in se. Sin is incervatus in se, which means sin means to be curved in towards oneself. To commit a sin means to turn in on yourself, something selfish, to be curled up in our own little world apart from everyone else. When we sin, we become twisted and mangled so that all we see and desire and care for is ourself. Love, on the other hand, is always focused outward. One definition of love is that love is to will the good of another. Love fundamentally is outward focused. It wants to go share. It wants to share itself. Love pulls us out of ourselves as we delight in goodness and want to share that goodness with others. Where sin makes somebody turned in on themselves and brings them into the darkness of loneliness, love draws us out and orders us towards others. When we look throughout the Bible and through salvation history, we see over and over again God calling his people to love. He calls them outside of themselves. As God pours his love and his life on others, he calls them to go out and spread what they have received with the rest of the world. We see at the very beginning with Adam and Eve, they were called to be fruitful, to multiply, and to cultivate the earth that was given to them. But instead of doing this, they sinned, they turned in towards themselves, taking for themselves that forbidden fruit and rejecting God. Throughout the rest of the Old Testament, we see the people of Israel who were called to be a light to the nations, to go and share the covenant with God with the rest of the world, so that through them all people might come to know the one true God. But instead of going out to other nations, they turned in on themselves, abandoning God and becoming like the other nations, adopting their wickedness and their idolatry. Instead of going out to be a light, they chose to become dark. They chose to accept the ways of those people living in darkness. God desired all people to know him through the Israelite people, but they turned towards themselves. And this turning in on themselves away from God is what led to so many of the trials and tribulations of the Old Testament. They took in all of the bad of the world over and over again, and then the other nations kept coming and oppressed them. The Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Romans, all oppressed the Israelite people. And because instead of going out to those nations to spread the knowledge and love of God, to shine his light in their darkness, they chose to take in the darkness. They turned in on themselves. In all of our readings at Mass today, in our reading from Isaiah, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, our psalm and our gospel, all of these speak about Gentile nations, those non-Israelite peoples being welcomed in to the people of God. God wants to be known, and he wants to be known by everyone. He doesn't want his light and his love to be darkened by the sin of those that he has called. He wants them to go out and share him with the world, with those who do not yet know him. In our gospel today, we see the need and the desire of the non-Israelite people to know God. This Canaanite woman living in darkness is searching for the light. And in Jesus' words, which can confuse us sometimes, it's like he's giving a parable. He's giving a whole history of the Israelite people. He turns to her and says, I won't help you now. And she knows that there's a light that's supposed to shine on her. She says, Lord, it's not supposed to be this way. God wants all people to know him. And because of her persistence, Jesus heals her daughter and gives her what she is looking for. Because the woman persists, because God wants to break into her life. God wants to break into the lives of every single person. He wants all people to know him and his love. This is one of the beauties of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes down and conceives the church and the apostles do not stay closed in on themselves, but they go out. They go out preaching the gospel in every language so that all people can understand. These people who have been living in darkness have the light shared with them. Because the love of God calls us out of ourselves and compels us to share it with others. So now all of us today here have to make a choice. Will we be like the people of Israel, the people of the Old Testament who received the love of God but chose to turn in on themselves, choosing to live in darkness instead of sharing the light? Or will we choose to live in love, going outside of ourselves, inviting others into the light of Christ? Each and every one of us knows someone who's wandering in the darkness, somebody who wants and needs to know the love of God for them. They're searching for him in the dark, but they need someone to begin to shine the light for them. They need you. St. Francis Xavier, the Jesuit missionary, was writing about his mission work in Japan, and he wrote back to his brothers in Europe, updating them, and said, so many, many people hereabouts are not becoming Christian for one reason only. There is no one to make them a Christian. He was so concerned about sharing the gospel with the people, he said he had desired to go around Europe crying out like a madman, what a tragedy. How many souls are being shut out of heaven and falling into hell thanks to you. So what will we do? God made us to know him and his love and to help others encounter the same. He made us to know him and to share his love. Will we do that? Or will we choose to turn in towards ourselves, living apart from God? Or will we choose to go out and share his love with the world?